Well, good day and welcome to Dalhousie's The Corporate Residency MBA, our first podcast ever. My name is Andy Klumpis. I'm going to be your host for these podcasts, and we're very excited to have you listening in so you can find out more about the Corporate Residency MBA program. We're hoping that this will be very useful for potential applicants and potential students. We'll be talking to professors, to students, to corporate residency partners, so that you can learn more about the program and learn just how great it is and how it will be able to help you excel in your career and in your life. So to kick off our first podcast, I am joined by Dr. Scott Comer, who is the director of the program and also one of the professors for the students. Scott has an extensive background in the private sector. He's worked over 30 years there before he decided to enter academia. This is his second year as the director of the program, and he's also a proud father of two. Scott, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So, Scott, tell us, what's the difference between the Dalhousie Corporate Residency and Corporate Residency MBA and all the other MBA programs?
I think what truly differentiates us is, on three things. One is we have a paid corporate residency. And although other programs have a corporate residency or work-term component, ours is 8 months. So one of the reasons we have an eight-month residency is because we've talked to the business world, and we went out and actually polled the private sector, public and nonprofit, not-for-profit. And what they told us was simply that if we had a four-month residency, it was almost like a co-op. It wasn't really long enough for them to gauge the person's competence levels and their capabilities within the organization. And if they had an eight-month, then they felt more like that they were an employee. So I believe that one of our employer partners phrased it best when he said, if we bring somebody in for 4 months, we think of them as a student. If we bring them in for 8, we treat them as an employee. And I think that's something that really differentiates our employer partners. Also, a lot of our employer partners are looking at the residency as a full-time hire. So they're actually bringing people in with the hope that at the end of the 8 months that they'll be able to offer them a full-time position. So I believe strongly, you know, our paid corporate residencies and the diversity of our residencies and also the degree of the jobs and the complexity of the jobs we have, I think, differentiate us. The second piece would be around what I'm going to call leadership. So I believe we're one of the only MBA programs in the country that has a personal and professional effectiveness program that I refer to as PPE, for personal and professional effectiveness. And the areas of concentration there are really leadership and career management and development. So we have a 22-month. It is the one course that students are never out of the entire length of their MBA that really focuses on those key leadership skills that are needed in a global world. And we also have a large component of that that's career management and development. So given that it's 22 months, it's a focus on leadership. The curriculum is primarily developed and driven by industry because that's what they said that as MBA graduates they're looking for. They're looking for strong leaders, not just people with expertise in the technical skills of finance and marketing. I believe that really positions us well in terms of producing the types of individuals and MBA leaders that organizations are looking for. And the third one is that we have quite an innovative and integrated curriculum. So I think the ways that we put our courses together, one of the things we have within our program is we have something that's called an integrative. And the integrative is really around ensuring that not only students are taking the courses, doing the work in their classes, but at some point can actually stop for 2.5 days and take all the courses they're taking, for example, finance, marketing, accounting, economics, and can actually integrate and apply those. So they may know them individually in their classes, but at some point we stop 3 times during the first year and make sure that students are actually integrating and applying. So the whole basis of our program is really on application, relevance, and practicality. So making sure that students, when they hit the workforce, have the relevant skills, have practical application, and have the technical expertise they need to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what sort of employer partners work with the program? What sort of jobs can students go into?
Oh, students can pretty well pick almost any career field they want. We actually have 3 types of residencies. We have the residency opportunities that we provide here at Dalhousie University, and as I mentioned, nonprofit, the public sector and the private sector. So we have things with the Privy Council, for example. We have things with the natural resource companies, We have things with the financial institutes. So we have, you know, marketing opportunities, accounting opportunities, lots of places of leadership. They are entry-level MBA positions, so they come with that level of expertise that's needed. And I believe we have them through all the different sectors, and we continue to develop those. We also have a self-directed residency, so if any student is interested in a particular company that we may not have, or a country they want to work in, we'll work with them to develop that self-directed residency. And the third type of residency we have is an entrepreneurship residency. So we do have students that are coming, interested in being entrepreneurs, and we have a residency for 8 months that they can do that will actually highlight those entrepreneurial skills and develop those over the course of 8 months.
And it's exciting now for the first-year students. We've just finished exams, and so we're heading out on our residencies in less than a month. So it's very exciting for us. I know I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to Ottawa. What sorts of students are you looking for when it comes to applying for the program?
We're looking for two major components. We're looking for academics and what I call employability. So academically, we're looking for people who have strong academic track records, but not solely academics. We're looking for a well-rounded individual. We're looking for people who've done well academically, people that have been involved in extracurricular activities, people that have been involved in volunteer activities, people that come from diverse backgrounds, strong in terms of thinking and their thinking and mindsets. The other piece is employability, and we're really looking for people who have those characteristics of employability, which would be maturity, the ability to, the skills that come with leadership in terms of conflict resolution skills. We're looking for people who can really articulate themselves well, who have confidence, and work well with others. So, and what we're looking for in that employability aspect is the demonstratable. So not people that can talk about it, but people have experience and examples and can demonstrate each one of those.
And so was that the sort of advice we'd give to applicants to demonstrate that they are employable, that they are well-rounded individuals, that they can succeed in this program?
Yes, I would. So the advice I would give is to do well academically and also to have those core skills that you need to be employed. And this corporate residency MBA is really about bringing talent to organizational worlds. And to do that, we have employer partners who have a high expectation in terms of the level and caliber of individual that they'll be employing in their organizations, and that's a promise we've made to them. So we take that role very seriously in the types of individuals and students we look for in terms of the complexity that they think with, their critical thinking skills, their level of confidence to walk in, look somebody in the eye, shake their hand, articulate themselves well, answer complex ethical questions, and really focus on those core things that you believe would be important if you were standing in front of somebody trying to get a job. Those particular skills that people who interview look for are the ones we're looking for when we bring people into the program. And one of the reasons we do that, a very practical reason, is because 6 months after we bring you into the program, you're actually working in corporations across the world. So we have to ensure that you come in with a lot of that on board. We then spend 6 months in our personal and professional effectiveness curriculum, further honing and developing those. So, you know, I think it's important, incredibly important, to be highly coachable, to be able to receive feedback well, and to be teachable.
Great. Thank you very much. This will conclude our first podcast. If you have any questions, you can go to www.dalmba.ca, and you can learn more about the program. And also feel free to send us an email, mbapodcast@dal.ca. Again, my name's Andy Klumpas. Thanks for listening. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.